You're listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Kamajis, a licensed clinical social worker with a multi-state online therapy practice. I have a passion for empowering women and mom therapists to break free of the fear, overwhelm, and oppressive systems that hold them back from taking action and building the private practice of their dreams. My goal is for you to boldly believe in yourself as a clinician and business owner. If you're looking for a place to learn practice building strategy and skill while also claiming your own power as a woman and a therapist, then you're in the right place. Welcome to the show. Welcome to this week's episode of the Raise to Empower podcast. I am grateful to have you here. It's wild to realize that we are already a week into December and that in just a few weeks, it's going to be 2025. It's absolutely a crazy time of year with lots of holidays and celebrations and all the fun and hectic things that come with this time of year and being a mom. But in the midst of the craziness we often have in trying to keep up with everything as the year closes out for our family, it's really important to take some time and to take some practical steps in preparing our private practice for the coming year. Now, in an ideal situation, many of these things we may have started to review or prepare for a month or two ago. But if you haven't, if your year has been like mine and you haven't done this stuff yet, don't worry. You absolutely can take care of these things before the year wraps up. These are things that will help you in planning and preparing for the new year to kind of help reduce stress and create a strong foundation for your practice as you welcome in 2025. If you are able to grab a pen or a notebook or even have the Notes app open on your phone, you're going to want to make sure that you have this list to come back to. So go grab that right now or save the episode so you can come back to it later. Or stay tuned to the end of the episode because I have a free download that's going to have this checklist for you that you can grab. And it's something that you'll be able to use this year and years to come to prepare every year for the start of the new year with your practice. All right, so let's dive into these 9 actionable steps that will help you feel organized and ready for your practice as you prepare for the new year. Okay, so number one, first, we want to review our budget for the new year. We want to look over our numbers in our current practice. Look at what you have been doing to operate your practice with, what your budget has been for in 2024. Understanding what has happened this year is going to help you to get clarity on where you stand financially. It's going to help you to plan for what is to come in the new year. You're going to want to look at your profit and loss statements for 2024. Review what has been your income, what have been your expenses. What are you taking in? What is going out? This is going to help kind of set us up to see, well, what can we project for 2025? We want to factor in things like seasonality. So maybe you're going to need to take time off for summer break with your kids, or that you are expecting to open up more slots in the coming months, or you know there are going to be some slow periods in your practice. So being able to kind of look at what has happened and how that has impacted your budget is going to help you in planning for this coming year. Look at the things that you've been spending money on. What are some tools that you want to continue to use? What are ones that you can do away with? What can you plan to save each month, whether it's for a retirement, an emergency fund? What do you want to pay yourself in this new year? What trainings do you want to attend? So take some time to look at your budget for what you had in 2024, how you did maintaining it, and what will your budget be for 2025? All right, number two, this kind of piggybacks right off of number one, but we want to review our fees for the coming year. The end of the year is always a great time to review what your cash rates are. How are they helping or hurting you in reaching your financial goals? Again, looking at your budget and knowing what you need to take in each month will be a part of helping you to know if you need to adjust your fees. Now, if you are reviewing this fee or this cash rate at the end of the year and you realize, oh my, if I want to be able to reach this financial goal or to have a balanced budget in my practice, I'm going to need to raise them. Don't worry if you are noticing that you feel like you need to raise them or you want to raise them, but you don't feel like you can kind of spring that on clients right away. That is okay. Set a timeline for yourself of when you think you can comfortably make that increase with clients. Maybe it's in February. Maybe it isn't until June. You want to look at what makes sense for you financially and how can you give clients enough time to anticipate that change. Maybe you're going off insurance panels in 2025 and going all private pay. Again, you need to be able to prepare yourself and your clients for that transition. So set a time to kind of have a deadline to begin having those conversations with clients to help prepare them for what's to come if you are going to be making increases to your cash rates. All right, number three, closing out any outstanding notes. If this is you, where you are recognizing, oh my goodness, I have so many notes to catch up on, please do not judge yourself. Please do not be ashamed. I myself have quite a few notes to catch up on, so you're not alone in this struggle. And side note, this is why I have recently started using Berries in my practice to help with transcribing my notes, because now I don't get behind. I do have some notes to catch up on from before I started using Berries, but it has been a game changer for my practice. But we want to make sure that we are closing out any outstanding documents before you head out for the year. So if you do have outstanding notes or treatment plans or any other kind of documentation in your practice that you know you need to finish out, look at your calendar now and identify a time that you can kind of sit down and finish all of your notes. Maybe even reach out to a colleague and schedule a co-working session over Zoom where you guys can co-work together and kind of knock out all of your notes. Notes are one of the biggest headaches so many of us have in private practice, and it can be really frustrating and annoying to have to do them. And when you work solo, you don't really have that person to kind of help keep you accountable. So reaching out to a colleague is a great way to say, hey, let's do this together and finish this out. Number four, we want to reconcile our accounting in our practice. We want to review any kind of outstanding balances that clients may have. We want to go through our accounting system or software, whatever it is that we may use to keep track of our accounting in our business. We want to make sure that all of our transactions are categorized and accounted for so that when it is tax time in a few months, we are ready. So if you use QuickBooks or BankNovo or Wave, just make sure that everything is accounted for and lined up. Make sure that all expenses are entered into the system, or if you connect them directly with your bank account, that all of that is identified of what kind of category it goes into for that expense. If you use an EHR system that keeps track of clients' payments and insurance claims and processing, you want to go through, take some time to review each client to just see what is outstanding from them individually or from that insurance company. If you realize as you're going through this, you're kind of in over your head, don't be afraid to reach out to an accountant or a bookkeeper that can kind of help you get things in order, even if they can't do so until after January 1. Or if you haven't connected with something like QuickBooks or BankNovo or Wave, do so now. You can still input or connect and download transactions from your bank accounts into those for the whole year and take some time to categorize them so that, again, things will be smooth when it is time for you to file your taxes. Number five, we want to take some time to review your current schedule and what your schedule will be for the new year. Do you like how your schedule currently is? Does it work for you? Do you feel like you are balanced between how much time you are working and time for yourself, time for your family? Is it sustainable? Are there changes happening in your personal life that is going to be impacting your ability to see clients at certain times? For me, my husband's work schedule is going to be changing in January. So I'm going to be having to take the kids to school and daycare on a day that I used to not have to do that. And it's going to have to shift when I can see clients that day. So I have started to talk with those clients about where I can move them instead. So look at what has worked this year. What has not? Did you take time off when you needed to or when you wanted to? Did you factor in things like holidays and vacations? And if not, what are some ways that you can shift some things in your schedule to make that happen? Identify what you want and then look in your schedule of how you can make that happen. Even if that means seeing a few less clients or seeing them at a time that works best for you. How can we make you have a schedule that feels aligned with you and that's going to help you show up the best that you can? Are you a mental health practitioner looking to streamline your administrative tasks and get rid of the overwhelm of running your practice? Look no further than Simple Practice, the electronic health record designed with you in mind. Simple Practice isn't just another electronic health record. It's your secret weapon for simplifying the chaos. From scheduling appointments to billing and beyond, Simple Practice has everything you need to run your practice efficiently and effectively. With Simple Practice, you can finally reclaim your time and focus on what truly matters, your clients and your family. Gone are the days of scrambling to manage appointments and billing. Simple Practice handles it all seamlessly so you can spend less time stressing and more time connecting. With Simple Practice, you can schedule appointments with ease, send automated appointment reminders to reduce no-shows, and even conduct secure video sessions all within one platform. Plus, their HIPAA-compliant telehealth feature ensures that your client's privacy is always protected. Simple Practice also streamlines your billing process, allowing you to create and send professional invoices, accept credit card payments, and even submit insurance claims all with just a few clicks. Simple Practice has designed their platform to be intuitive and easy to use because they know that your time is precious and every moment counts. So whether you're squeezing in clients between school pickups and sports practices or catching up on paperwork during nap time, Simple Practice has your back. Join the ranks of empowered women and mom therapists who are revolutionizing their practice with Simple Practice. Ready to streamline your practice and simplify your life? Head over to bit.ly/AshleySimplePractice to start your 30-day free trial and get up to $200 off your paid subscription. Trust me, you won't know how you ever lived without it. We've all been told we need to network in our private practice, but no one actually tells us how to do it or what to say. Enter Comprehensive Connecting, effective scripts that expand your networking community and actually fill your online practice. This free guide will give you effective scripts to connect with fellow clinicians, medical professionals, and community stakeholders to build strong networking relationships that will help fill your practice. In this guide, you will get tips and tricks for building relationships that will lead to referrals in your practice, real-life examples of messages used to connect with referral sources, and customizable plug-and-send scripts for your specific practice needs. So download your free scripts guide today by going to bit.ly/compconnecting. All right, number six is reviewing all of your practice forms. Now, this can feel like a big task, and I usually try and start this a few months before the end of the year, but I'll be honest, that has just not happened for me this year. So if you are in the same boat, it is okay. But I do find that the end of the year is a great time to look over all of my practice forms, reviewing consents, intake forms, financial agreements, no-show and late cancellation policies. So if you have an EHR system, it's easy to do this. Pull up each of your forms and just go through them. Look at what your current policies are. Are you going to keep those as they stand, or do you need to make some additions or some changes? Like I said, I always review these forms at the end of the year, and I make a note at the bottom. You can do that in Simple Practice of adding just a date. And so anytime that I update a form or I make a change to it, I always put the date that I do that so that I'm able to look back on when was the last time I reviewed this? When was the last time that I made a change to this form? I always find too that it is great to get a new consent signed at the start of the year. So then everyone kind of has an updated consent. You know, all right, I have one for this year. I'm not going to have to worry mid-year. Do I have to get this specific person a new consent? So updating that and making sure that you have that set to go for clients to be able to send that out to them to complete for the new year. So take some time, look through your current forms, look through your current policies, and identify any updates or changes that you need to make. Now, number seven is about notifying clients of any of these updates or changes that are coming. I always send a letter via email to clients at the end of the year, reminding them of upcoming changes in my schedule or policies to let them know that I will be sending them these forms and these changes in simple practice and updated consents for them to sign before our first session in the new year. I always talk about these things in session with them, but then I send a letter in addition to that, just as a reminder, and I upload a copy of that letter to their charts as well. Again, this just helps to keep them informed and that everybody is on the same page. We've had the conversation in person, in session, and you have received it via email, and then it is also in their chart. So nobody can say, I didn't receive it or I didn't know. So again, being able to inform clients of what's to come, whether it's schedule changes or updates to policies, it's just important to make sure that that is just kind of taken care of before the new year. And so then the next two things to do to prepare your practice for the new year, numbers 8 and 9, these are also things to remind them about in that letter. So here is number 8, asking clients to provide updated insurance card. Oftentimes, insurance companies will issue new insurance cards at the start of the year. So asking clients to upload or send to you a new card as soon as they get it. A lot of times they won't have it, you know, starting January 1, but I always remind them in that letter, as soon as you get it, to please do that. That way you have the most up-to-date information and it helps you with your billing to the insurance company. If clients are going to be getting a new insurance policy too, because sometimes companies will change that starting in the beginning of the year, you want to ask them to provide you that information as well. Again, you can add this as a reminder to the letters that you're going to send your clients at the end of the year, reminding them about the upcoming changes and signing those new consents. In that, ask them to provide you with a copy of their new insurance card once they get that, and that they are to remind you of any changes to their current plan. That is their responsibility. And lastly, number 9, which is also something to discuss with clients, is to remind them if they use insurance for their therapy appointments that new deductibles start over on January 1 and that there may be copay changes that could happen at that time as well. If a client has a deductible, their plan almost always is going to start over January 1. I honestly don't know of any plans that don't just start over them. So clients often know this, but it can just be helpful to remind them so that it's not a shock come their first appointment. And so what this oftentimes means is that they will have more out-of-pocket expenses at the beginning of the year, because they have to meet that deductible before their insurance plan starts to cover. Each plan is different. Each individual deductible is different. So really encourage your clients to check with their insurance plan themselves about what they can expect with regards to their deductible and their copay amounts. But you should also be verifying their benefits, what those are going to be after January 1, so that you know what to expect as far as like what you need to collect from the client versus waiting for the insurance company to pay. Again, this is a really important conversation to just have with the client, as well as including this in the letter at the end of the year. Now, I know this all may seem like a lot, and if you are in the early stages in your practice, you may be feeling like, oh shit, it's the end of the year and I haven't even thought about that, and that's okay. Or maybe you've been in practice for a while and you're still thinking the same thing. Don't worry, just take it one step at a time. If you can only focus on one of these things before the year wraps up, that's okay. Do what you can. And I've got something to help you out if you are feeling kind of overwhelmed. I have created a free checklist of what to do to prepare your practice for the end of the year. If you go to raisedtoempower.com/end of year, you can download your free checklist to help you make sure that you are all set up as the year wraps. And you can save it for future years to use as well. You know, maybe set a reminder in your calendar to start reviewing this checklist at the start of Q4 next year. This is something to do every year to prepare your practice as you close out the year and begin the process of welcoming in the new. Again, I recognize this is a crazy time of year, so do not stress yourself out, but just do what you can. So grab that free checklist, raisedtoempower.com/end of year. It's also in the show notes. And just remember, you've got this. Taking your time to prepare now will save you so much stress later on. And just do what you can, one step at a time. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I would love for you to think of one colleague that you can share this episode with. Who is someone that you think could benefit from being able to think through preparing their practice for the end of the year? Send this episode to them and then be sure to subscribe to the show. Thank you so much for being here. I truly appreciate you taking the time to listen, and I look forward to seeing you back here next week. Thank you so much for listening to the Raise to Empower podcast. Check the show notes for all links and resources mentioned in the show. If you found today's episode helpful or inspiring, be sure to share it with your therapist friends. And don't forget to subscribe to the show and leave your 5-star rating and review. It truly means so much to me and will help us get our message of empowerment out to other women and mom clinicians. And I'd love to connect with you in our Facebook community. So check out the show notes for the link or head to bit.ly/raise to empower to join us. I'll see you back here next week.